Steele's Magnolia on this moment of Indiana history. By 1907, Theodore Clement Steele was a well-known regional painter sought after in Indianapolis and Chicago for his portraiture. Having recently discovered Brown County, Steele began plans to build a hilltop home and studio to share with Selma Neubacher, soon to become his second wife. During the spring and summer of 1907, Steele supervised construction of the home they would call the House of the Singing Winds. In her memoir about life with the considerably older man she called the painter, the city-bred Selma recounted the difficulties of their early years in a fairly primitive home in the hills. She coped for months with no cistern for water and the nearest grocery store a half day's journey away. The couple didn't acquire a car until much later, when the roads began to improve. Nonetheless, in the spring of 1908, after wintering in Indianapolis, Selma began planning and planting flower and vegetable gardens. She researched which plants would grow on the windy hilltop and not wash away in the spring rains. The beds surrounding the expanding house and studio blossomed in a riot of color, captured in such canvases as Selma in the Garden. The couple spent more months each year in their beloved home, even as Steele traveled to paint and exhibit his works. T.C. Steele died in 1926, Selma in 1945. Today, the T.C. Steele State Historic Site comprises the couple's home, the painter's studio, and the surrounding Selma N. Steele State Nature Preserve. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.